I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce.
The people who support abortion are like rejected villains from a James Bond movie. There's nothing more wretched than murdering babies before they're born. Picture the pro-abortion person explaining her plan to James Bond after he's been strapped to a missile aimed at a hospital maternity ward.
Before you die, Mr. Bond, I want you to hear the details of my brilliant plan. I'm going to kill babies before they're born.
Bond, incredulous, replies, "Well, that will destroy the human race."
"I'm no fool, Mr. Bond," the pro-abortion person would sneer. "I'm not going to kill all the unborn babies. I'm just going to kill the babies that make life inconvenient for their mothers."
And that's why pro-abortion people get rejected as Bond villains. They lack imagination and ambition. They have sufficient selfishness and cruelty to justify murdering innocent children, but they're too lazy to expand their malevolent influence. They whine and cry when Texas passes a law that makes abortion more difficult. No self-respecting villain throws tantrums when law is set against them. In fact, villains kind of expect that the law will be a problem. A decent villain would ignore the Texas law and keep right on murdering babies. An excellent villain would build a machine that murdered babies via satellite. And a Bond-level villain would embed their baby-murdering software into the next mobile phone update. Most people stop short of saying every baby should be murdered. And that's the difference between an inspirational villain and the average run-of-the-mill abortion advocate. It is pathetic to say, "My baby should be murdered, but you can decide what to do with your baby." Memorable villains are not pro-choice. The greatest villains always exert their will over everyone else. So you pro-abortion scoundrels, this is your call to action. Ignore the law. Ignore your conscience. Ignore the voices of opposition. Do not be distracted by legal debates. Focus on murdering as many babies as possible. Stop wasting time arguing that you're not a villain. You are a bad guy. Embrace it. Heroes never kill innocent people. Everybody knows that, and you're never going to achieve hero status by sacrificing babies for any cause. A decent villain would not even acknowledge what happened in Texas. Do you pro-abortion villains have what it takes to keep murdering babies, even when it's not popular? "For they forsake me and made this a place of foreign gods. They have burned sacrifices in it to gods that neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah ever knew. And they have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire as offerings to Baal, something I did not command or mention, nor did it enter my mind." Jeremiah 19:4.